Not everybody loves God. God's not the problem. God is love. For he so loved the world that he gave. He's a giver, amen, of every good and every perfect gift. You're hearing a few tonight. You're hearing Wayne ministering in music. You're getting ready to hear the gift of an evangelist. They all came from God, our Creator. And they came because he came. Because he came and gave us life. And that more abundantly. Life, no man can give you life. Only God, the Creator of life. Amen. And he is awesome. Wayne, you okay? Okay. He's awesome. He's awesome in this place. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad you came tonight. I'm very glad you came tonight. I hope you didn't come to see me. Tell them, Jack, that'd be bad, wouldn't it? If you just came to see me, that's a good thing. Jesus said there's none good but one, and that's God. See, Jesus knew where to put the emphasis. See, Jesus, he was God. He was good. But they didn't see God in Jesus. They saw a man. They saw a man. Well, he was a man on the outside. But see, God don't look on the outside. He looks on the inside. And he sees past all your failures, all your flesh, all your disappointments. And he says, I love you. Amen. Wayne said, this is a moment in time. We can't get these moments back. Amen. There's people that should have been here that are not. But we're here. Amen. And God says if one person would come, he'd give everything he had. He did. He gave us Jesus. If it had just been Lewis that needed salvation, Jesus would have came. Amen. He's that much of a Heavenly Father that cares. Cares about us. Amen. He's a good God. I want to encourage you this morning as we get ready to give. This is your last opportunity today to bless Tim Sutton Ministries. Amen. Before he goes to his next destiny. See, this is just a stopping place. It's a resting place. It's a building place. But it's not the last place. God's got more places for us to go. Amen. And we have an opportunity to help sow and keep the gift flowing and going. Amen. Reading Tim's biography, he reached out on this call early in life. Early in life. Because he's not ashamed of the gospel. Early life, I know all those teenage years, you were probably persecuted for righteousness' sakes. All those places, people said, what are you doing there, Tim? You ought to be going over here. But there's something more precious than gold on the inside of him. It was the call of God on his life that he said, no, I'm gonna do what God's called me to do. I don't know. I didn't know Tim back then, but I know that calling is on me. My daddy, my earthly daddy was terrible, but he didn't know God. And if you don't know God, you ain't much. You might look like something on the outside, but on the inside, you're dead. And I pray before he breathed his last breath, he received and called out on the name of the Lord Jesus. Because I don't care how long it takes, if you just call, God will save you. We heard a testimony this morning. It don't matter. All the things that you have ain't nothing unless you know Jesus. But then when you know Jesus, you want to give everything you have for the kingdom. And it can happen that quick. Amen. But as we get ready to sow and give tonight, I want to share something with you. In the book of Joshua, now I've got some awesome ministers here that the Lord has brought into my path, associate pastors Lewis and Reed Robinson, that the Lord has blessed me with. He's been raising you guys up. And I actually have the honor and the privilege for God to send them here. See, Moses was the man. He was the man for 120 years. He was the man because he had God's plan. See, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the Lord. I didn't used to be much until God poured his love out on me. And when that happened, there was a change that took place. It's called the Great Exchange. God's love, He poured. He recreated my dead spirit and put in me a new spirit that cries, Daddy God, Abba Father. And I used not want to give. I wanted people to give me something. The world owed me something. But after I got born again, I wanted to be a giver, because that gift changed my heart. And now I get the opportunity to help build the kingdom, to give you guys visions and bring ministry gifts in here that can change people's lives. And you can do it with a dollar, $5, $20, or you can do it with a penny. Amen. What God needs, He needs your faith to trust the gift that He sent, the gifts that He is sending. Jack, He's sending you. There's a gift. You know it. It's rising up. No matter what the world says, you know what God's called you to do. And you're going to do it by the grace of God. Amen. And it's going to take finances. God is your source. He's my source. This church is not your source. And take this, the congregation is not my source. God is my source. Each one of us, He is our source. Because if you're looking to me, you're limiting God. Because there's all kind of avenues that God can use to bless you in your finances. But you got to trust Him every day. Every day and every way. Joshua, in the book of Joshua, verse 24, chapter 24, verse 14. Joshua said, now therefore, when you see therefore, what's it there for? To go back and see what he said therefore. I'm not going to take you all the way back, but if you read, Joshua had taught, was telling the people, he's getting ready to go on. He's going to depart. He's getting ready to leave this earth. And he's going to be with Jesus. And he reminded the people of everything that God had set them free from all those enemies. He gave examples of God never forsook you. Whatever battle you went through, God got you out of it. He reminded the people. That was his heart's cry. That was Moses' cry. See, no matter how many times we say God loves you, some people don't hear it. And you got to keep saying it. And keep saying it. And keep saying it, because the world has tried to lie to them and tell them he doesn't love them. Come too late to tell me. Amen. Joshua was crying his heart's cry and saying, now therefore, fear the Lord, reverence Him, respect Him, honor Him, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And I tell you, nowhere else can you serve the Lord in sincerity and truth than with your finances. Amen. Because that's the most part of our life. The day, that's what we're doing, is we're working and we're with the gifts in the hands that God has given us. And he said, and put away the gods, little g, which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, Joshua said. Serve the Lord. What do we hear this morning? Minister unto the Lord. That's your first priority. Then you minister to yourself. And then you'll be able to minister to people. Because you can't give somebody something you don't have. You can try all you want to, and they know. They know if it's real or not. They know if it's real. And Joshua said, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side, say other side, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. Joshua said, but as for me and my house, I'm serving the Lord. See, that's what you got to say with your finances. With your finances. I'm going to serve God first. I'm ministering unto the Lord. See, when you give your finances, when you sow your seeds, you're blessing Tim, which is minister. He's the minister of the gospel. Ministering unto the Lord. And God says, when you bless my people, You better get ready. Overflow's coming. Amen. Let trust God in your finances. And let God bring that prayer, that person you've been believing, to come to Jesus. It'll happen. Amen. So like I say, if you're first time giving here, just make your check out to Word of Faith Worship Center, because we're going to make the check out to Tim Sutton Ministries International. He's taking the Word of God to the world. This ain't new to Tim. This is what Jesus said to his mom Mary at age 12. He said, Mama, after she came back looking for him, after he'd been gone, he'd been hanging out with the priest, he said, Mama, didn't you know I must be about my Father's business? And then he sucked it up and did what Mary said until until it was time for him to be in the ministry. But he did make a point. He said, Mom, I love you, but I love God more. But he had to submit to that authority, because, see, we love that word. The gospel set me free. And devil, you can't keep me from giving. And you can't mess with my living, because God gave his best for me. And when I give my best to him, it's coming back to us and to this church. Amen. And to this minister, to Tim Sutton and his family. So stand with me this morning as we give. That's a good enough purpose in your heart right there. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord every day, every way, every possibility. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now as we bring our tithes and our offerings, and we worship you tonight, Father, in spirit, in sincerity, and in truth. Lord, you said in your word, search me, Lord, and see if there's anything. David said, look at my heart, Lord. Prepare my heart. Help me, Lord. Purge me. Anything that's not there, Lord, I don't want it. I want to make all my room in my heart for you.
Yeah.
All my room, Lord. There's room in the, there's room in the inn tonight. There's room in the inn for Jesus. Put no vacancy up but for Jesus in your heart. And he's going to take you to places that the devil said there ain't no way you can get there. And the devil said that, you know that it's a lie. So, Father, we just thank you right now. We release our faith over this offering tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, it's going to help send Tim Sutton to the lost and get them saved. It's going to take them to those that are out here crying for help, that don't know where the help comes from. And he's going to say, your help comes from the Lord. He said, I'm glad you asked where it needs to come from. I'll tell you. So, Father, we just thank you right now that we're able to sow into his gift, sow into his life, sow into his future. And we thank you for that, Lord, and give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bring your tithes and offerings and worship the Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for these gifts that were received tonight, Father. Lord, they were sown in a field. A field is called faith. It's a field, Father God, that we thank you, Lord, that we have hope in the resurrection. the things that have been a problem, have been a struggle in our life and our finances, Lord, we call resurrection life to them right now, Lord. Things that we thought were dead, we couldn't see, Lord, you're moving it out of our way. You're moving those obstacles out of our way. Because, Lord, you know Jesus even had to have finance. He had to have the gold and the silver. He had to have money to operate in the ministry. Lord, sometimes he just said, hey, Peter, let's go fishing. Lord, we're fishing for souls, Lord. We need the harvest, Father God, and we need finances. And, Lord, you said, don't ask you for them. Command the blessing. You've already commanded the blessing, and we have a command from you. And we command it to be loosed in our lives, that we bind the power of principalities and powers that's trying to stop us. You don't have the authority, devil, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, we have ministering angels and spirits that are here to minister to those that are heirs. I say, we are heirs here of salvation. So we thank you right now for the breakthrough. That, Lord, you have great things that we've got to do, and we've got to have the breakthrough in our finances, and we receive it by faith tonight, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. We believe we have it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, brothers.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep that going for a minute, brother. Just lift up your hands. Just quietly, just real softly, brother, just real softly. Just lift up your hands. Father, we bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We magnify you tonight. As we taught this morning, our first ministry is to minister unto the Lord. This evening we minister to you, Lord Jesus. We bless you in this house. We thank you, Father God, as we minister to you, that the Holy Ghost will begin to speak. Lord, that he will begin to flow, that he will begin to move, that, Lord, the things that we need in our lives, that you will show us. You said in your word, wisdom is the principal thing, and with thy getting, get understanding. We declare that wisdom tonight. We receive that wisdom tonight and that understanding, Father God, for situations, for circumstances, for that which we are dealing with. Father, but God, we thank you tonight that we have that wisdom to go forth and tell somebody. And tell somebody, Lord, we heard that testimony this morning, that one lady that ministered to that man that he got saved 14 days before he died. And they ended up that land going to Karis Bible College, and the millions of people that's touching because of one lady. So, Father, we thank you tonight that you stir us. You stir us. Thank you for the anointing of the evangelist that is loosed in this house, this night, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now look at your neighbor tonight and say, I'm going to receive that right now. I take that right now. Say, I may not be an evangelist. Come on, say, I may not be an evangelist, but I'll do the work of an evangelist. I'll do the work of an evangelist. And I expect, come on, say it, I expect the Spirit of God to stir me for the harvest. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him it's harvest time. Come on, tell him it's harvest time. Come on, say it's harvest time. See, Jesus said the fields are white into harvest. He said, lift up your head, for the fields are white into harvest. He said, but pray for the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers. For he said, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. We declare tonight, laborers into the harvest field in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, brother. We can declare it tonight in the name of Jesus. As you're seated, I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. I might play. I might preach. I don't know. But I want to tell you that I was sitting on the pastor said it goes way back for me. And he's right. Now, he don't know because I don't think I've ever told him. Hallelujah. If he remembers, it's from Mooresville a long time ago. But as I was sitting on the second row of the Salvation Army in High Point, North Carolina, in 1973, I believe it was, I was 15 years old. And there's a cadet, that's a Bible student, for those of you that don't know Salvation Army lingo. Now, I grew up in the Salvation Army. I thought I'd be there forever. I went to their Bible college. I thought I would be an officer with the Salvation Army my whole life. I mean, I was committed to do that. I felt God had called me. That's the only thing I knew, amen. That's the only thing I knew. That's my mom and dad took me to church when I was 10 years old. I was saved in the Salvation Army. Mom and dad took us to church, and I told the folks whenever I ministered at my father's home going to heaven, I said, my daddy's legacy was he took his family to church. Amen, somebody. Now, my daddy used to say, Tim, I sure wish I could go with you when you go to Mardi Gras. I wish I could go with you when you go to these churches. I looked at him, I said, Daddy, you do. Hallelujah. I said, Daddy, every time I play that trumpet, you go with me because he taught me to play it. Amen, somebody. I said, when I go to Mardi Gras, you go. Amen. So he went with me everywhere I went. Amen. Hallelujah. So he took his family to church. So we're there. I got saved at 10 years old in the Salvation Army. But it's 5 years later, fast forward 5 years later, there's a cadet, a Bible student, preaching from the Word of God. In the book of Matthew, I believe is where it is. It's a couple places in the gospel probably. But it said, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I'm just sitting there minding my own business. Come on, that's when the Lord talks. Amen. When you're minding your business. Amen. I'm just sitting there on the second row of the Salvation Army in High Point, North Carolina, and he's preaching, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I heard the Holy Ghost say, you're going to do that. Now, I didn't know it was the Holy Ghost. I was like Brother Hagin. I didn't know the Holy Ghost. If you come down the aisle with a red hat on, I wouldn't have known the Holy Ghost. I was just a 15-year-old kid, but I loved Jesus. Amen. I didn't know about all the gifts of the Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and all that stuff, but I was hungry for God, and the Spirit of God said it so loudly. I turned around to see who was behind me, and it wasn't nobody there. You're going to do that. Go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. We've done some of that, but I got news for you. We're going to do more. We've been to the Ukraine. We've been to Jamaica. We've been all over the world. But we're going to do more. We're going to take teams all over the world. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm speaking by faith and speaking prophetically. We will take teams all over the world, and people will be saved all over the world in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to be part of that. Amen. I want you to be part of that. Amen. Pastor said tonight he wanted me to share a little bit about what God was doing. Now, we've been for all, you know, he said there might be other people here from other churches. I don't know who is and who ain't. Don't make no difference. Hallelujah. You're here. Praise the Lord. And we two are gathered in the name of Jesus. He's right here in the midst. The people that are supposed to be here tonight are here tonight. Amen, somebody. Say, God don't do accidents. I tell people I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'd rather be here than anywhere in the world. Come on, say amen, because I'm here by divine supernatural appointment. It wasn't an accident that I met this man at Morrisville Christian Center all those years back. It's so long ago that until he told me, I'd forgotten about it. Amen. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't totally remember all the details, but when you start saying where you were there and I was there, well, yeah, he must have been there. Amen. It wasn't an accident. I'm here by divine appointment tonight. Amen. So we've been doing these outreaches all over the world and all for years. When I met Randy and Jackie years ago, when they were at a church here in Salisbury, we did outreaches in the street. I've been doing things called SWAT attack outreaches. Amen. Special weapons and tactical forces ripping the devil's people out of hell. Amen. We've been doing that for years on Saturday. We've been going to Mardi Gras for years. We go down there, and I thank God the first time he sent me to New Orleans. The first time he sent me to New Orleans, I got down there. I said, Lord, I've been doing this since I was 10 years old, witnessing on the street. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. You better tell me something. Come on. I told people, I said, Lord has shown me all about the wild Bourbon Street and all that's going on down there. I don't know if I'd win or not. He just said, go, and I obeyed. Amen. Amen. Say amen, Randy and Jackie. Yeah, they was with me. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm down there standing on Bourbon Street, that wild bunch of goings on. I said, God, I've been doing this forever, but I don't know what to do. You better tell me something. Well, it did. Hallelujah. We preached. We threw it down, didn't we, Randy? Right there on the corner. Amen. People got saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Homosexuals coming up and saying, what's different about you? You're not up there telling us we're going to hell. I said, we don't need to tell you you're going to hell. We're here to tell you about the love of God. For God so loved the world. No, we don't approve with your lifestyle, but Jesus still loves you. He cares about you. He died for you. We've been doing this stuff for years. But several months ago, the Lord began to deal with me about he's going to expand what he was doing. And we went, the first crusade we did was in Springfield, Missouri. Now, I don't exactly know where we're going next, but I know God's going to do some things. Amen. We thought we were going to West Virginia in October. Well, that didn't quite pan out, but we're going to go there eventually because the pastor wants us to come. And what we're doing, we take these Impact America crusades. That's what God said to call it, because we're going to impact America. When you throw a rock into the pond, there's a ripple effect. And it goes out from there. So I'm believing God will open doors into little cities, some of them like Concord. Amen. I believe that's why we're connected with this man. Maybe we'll come here. I don't know, but God's going to work it out. Amen. And we go and we, for several days, we don't just do an outreach on Saturday, but we'll do it from like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I don't know, just however God works it out for that city. And we'll go, and what we did up in Springfield was we handed out about 4,000 flyers. Now we printed 10,000. And if we'd have had more help, look at your neighbor and say, should you be going with us? Amen. If we'd have had more help, should you be on that team? Amen. Yeah, amen, amen. If we'd have had more help, we'd give out all 10,000 of them, praise the Lord. And on the flyers it says, free stuff. We had $1,000 cash giveaways, $500 bill pays, free pizza. We gave away Walmart gift cards, all kinds of stuff. Fish come for bait. Rodney Howard Brown is using this template in Tampa, Florida, been using it for several years and handing out stuff and giving out stuff, and thousands of people are coming in being saved. Amen. Another friend of mine, evangelist Daniel McGee, is using this same template. He went to Rodney Howard Brown's Bible College. He was his evangelism director for several years. He's using this template, and people are getting saved all over the world. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. But this is not something that I learned from them. This is something we've been doing for years. But God, I believe, is expanding that. We call it Impact America Crusades. Now, we didn't go in and take up a lot of money. We raised money before we went. Amen. We went. We spent about $8,000 and we blessed the people. Amen, somebody. Our team that went, they didn't have to pay to go. We blessed them. Amen, somebody. Now, some of them were very gracious and tried to help. But that wasn't their heart. Amen. So what we're believing, I'm just telling you what we're believing for tonight, and then I'm going to minister the word of God. You told me to share a little about the vision. Am I okay? Is this okay, Pastor? Hallelujah. What we're believing for, what the Lord has dropped in my heart, is 1,000 monthly partners, because if we had 1,000 monthly partners, at as little as $10 a month, that's $10,000. Can you add that up? Amen. Some kids can't add anymore if they don't have a calculator. Come on. Hallelujah. That's a crusade a month. Well, we don't go and we have to say, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. We go and we say, we're giving to you so you can know that Jesus loves you. This first crusade, 850 people turned out, and we saw 100 decisions for Jesus Christ. We practically had floods that week, and I believe we'd have had 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people that turned out. But the weather was so atrocious. I mean, we were literally fighting off thunder and lightning storms. Amen. But we went anyway. Amen. So you'll know this was an outdoor format. Okay, thank God we had a roof over the shelter. Amen. But it was outdoors. Praise God. So I have brought some little newsletters tonight. If you so desire to find out more about what we do, amen, they're laying right down the front row, Pastor. You can just lay them where people can pick them up if they want. Amen. That's what I do. Present it. Let them pick them up. This is the last newsletter we did called Impact America Crusades. It gives what happened in Springfield. And then there's a little brochure there that tells you what we're about, a little brochure with a little package. So if you would, just lay those out, and people can look at them if they so desire. And you know what? I tell people, somebody said, well, when you come to a church, do you ask for a certain amount on the offering? I said, no, God's my provider. Hallelujah. God's big enough to speak to whoever God wants to speak to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So look at your neighbor and say, we're going to go preach. Amen. And if you never give a dime to a partner for that, I want you to pray that God use us to take Jesus to the world. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, this ain't about naughty or nice. How many were not here this morning? All right. When I was in Sturgis, South Dakota 2 years ago, my pastor, he'll do this. He'll say, have you heard my story about this? And he'll say, who hasn't? And one or two, three people raise his hand. And they'll say, he'll say, oh, that's enough. Praise the Lord. And he'll tell it again. Amen. When I went to Sturgis, South Dakota, I want you to see what God is doing in the streets. When I went to Sturgis, South Dakota, little old girl that obviously worked in the street, and I'm a member of the Chariots of Light. I know I don't look like it, but I own a leather jacket. Praise the Lord. And hallelujah. I'm a member of the Chariots of Light Christian Biker Group, Jerry Savelle's Christian Biker Group. Amen. We go to Sturgis, South Dakota to minister the word of God. This little girl came by. I began to share with her the love of Jesus. It was obvious that she worked in one of the strip clubs in Sturgis. She looked at me and said, I can't get saved. I'm too naughty. I said, what? Excuse me? Too naughty. I said, this ain't Christmas. This ain't about naughty or nice.
Lord, you're nice. I said, here's the gospel. God is a giver. Jesus, God gave Jesus. Just receive Jesus. Go to heaven. There's your witnessing plan. Amen. God is a giver. Receive Jesus. He sent Jesus. Receive Jesus. Go to heaven. She said, well, maybe I can be saved. I said, you're doggone right. You can bow your head right now and say this after me. Jesus, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my life. I believe, Jesus. I believe in you. I confess you, Jesus. And she got saved right there on the corner in Sturgis, South Dakota. That's what God is doing all over the world. Amen. I thought I was going to do something else just like this morning, but I wanted to listen to this song because this is what God is saying. He's saying he cares. He cares. He cares about you tonight. You're not here by accident. Someone cares.
Casting all your care, all your anxiousness. Remember this morning, Jesus told Mary she was anxious. casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you. Amen? Now, would you stand with me and let's worship just before the message one more song tonight? Hallelujah. Let's just worship Him tonight. Not that you weren't, but let's just stand and honor Him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's worship Him. Oh, let's bless Him tonight. Let's minister to Him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We fall down. We worship You. We fall down. His mercy, His love, at the feet of Jesus, we cry, holy, 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 we cry, holy, 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 we cry.
Magnify You. We lift You high.
higher, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for our first ministry, the ministry of worshiping and ministering to the Lord. And we thank you tonight, Lord, as I give you that give them that mandated word from you for Holy Ghost Spirit-filled churches. Father, I thank you that you flow with your Spirit and your anointing tonight. You minister to our hearts tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, turn around to one person and tell them, I'm going to be part of the ministry of worship. Come on. I'm going to be part of the ministry of worship. Say, I'm going to minister to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to minister to the Lord. And you can be seated and turn in your Bibles tonight. Hallelujah. Got several scriptures that I want to go to. Let me close down this wonderful piece of technology here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Technology is wonderful till it decides to be mean and ugly. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to turn in your Bible tonight to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. And I'm going to read several scriptures tonight just before we get into the meat of the message. But how many of you know that faith cometh by hearing? You heard that message before, haven't you? And hearing by what? By the word of God. Amen. So it's all right to read the Bible in church. Amen. Somebody said, read the Bible, it'll help you. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, look at him, say, God has a house. Now, I ain't talking about the four walls of Word of Faith Worship Center. I'm not talking about the First Assembly of God Church down the street, or First Baptist Church down the street, or the United Methodist Church down the street, or the whoever Church of God down the street, or whoever. I'm not talking about the building. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God has a house. Amen. Hold that thought and look at the Bible in the Word of God, 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver, the gold, and all the instruments, and he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes of the chief of the fathers of children of Israel into Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord, which is of the city of David, which is of Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves to the king in the feast which was in the seventh month, and all the elders came, and the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These they did the priests and the Levites bring up, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel were assembled unto him before the ark, sacrificed sheep, oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into his place, to the oracle of the house, unto the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims, for the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof, and they drew up the staves that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but were not seen without, and there it is unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tablets which Moses put therein at Horeb, and the Lord made covenant with the children of Israel, and they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, all the priests that were present were sanctified and did then wait by course, and the Levites and all the singers and all those names which are very hard to pronounce, amen, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals, psalteries, harps, stood at the east end of the altar with them 120 sounding trumpets. Can you imagine? And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, making a sound to be heard and praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets, cymbals, instruments, music, praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Then the house was filled. Hey. The house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, God still got a house. Amen. Now, in your Bible, just a couple chapters down,
2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 1. That was the longest passage I'm going to read. Thank you for bearing with me. But, you know, you got to read that to get to it. Amen. But God's glory filled the house. Verse 1. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, this was at the dedication, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter to the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Glory to God. Now in your Bible, look at your neighbor and say, God's got a house. Now in your Bible, if you would, now just flip over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. Tell your neighbor, God's still got a house. And here's what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians. I might have said Chronicles, but 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me help Kelsey back there so she didn't put the wrong ones up there. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that you, who? Know ye not that you are the temple of God? Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Look at your neighbor and say, God still got a house. Woo-hoo, hallelujah. Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. Hallelujah. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief corner, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into the holy temple in the Lord. Amen. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God still has a house, and the house is you. Hallelujah. 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 And we quote this scripture. In fact, I've heard Andrew preach it on TV quite a lot lately. That says, we believe that he is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we are able to ask or even to think. And a lot of people quit right there. And it goes on and it says, according to, as he's abundantly able to do all that we're able to ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you lay hands on the sick, they recover, because the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is on the inside of you. Amen. God's still got a house. I'm preaching better than you're shouting. You better say amen or I'm going home. Hallelujah. God still got a house. All right. Y'all still with me? One more. Now turn over to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3:15. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. God still got a house. Hallelujah. And we're full of him. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Several years ago, I don't remember how many years ago here. Let me look and see how many years. It's March of 2000. March of 2000. I was preaching in a church in southern Illinois. Now, they told me one time there ain't no noise in Illinois. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what they say up there. Praise the Lord. Because I used to say, I'm going to Illinois. I say, ain't no noise in Illinois. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching in a church in southern Illinois.
I'm there. Well, actually, on that Sunday morning, I was ministering and visiting with this church that I had preached in before, and I listened to the pastor preach, but that night I was preaching at another church over across the way, oh, maybe about 2 hours away. Hallelujah. And I know this has never happened to our dear pastor friend right here. It's never happened to him. But that night, as I got in my car and I began to head to this other church in southern Illinois, I believe it was called Crossroad Church, if I'm not mistaken. I'm heading to this church in southern Illinois, and I'm going down the road, and I'm going, okay, Lord, what would you like to do tonight? Amen. See, because I don't go somewhere and believe that I just preach a message. I don't want a message. I want a word. Lord, what do you want to do tonight? What you want to do tonight, Lord? What would you like to do tonight? I didn't hear nothing. Amen. Oh, no, pastor's never had that problem. I hear thing. I just kept right on driving. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know Jesus is good. Amen. He said I can trust him. Hallelujah. I know the words in me. It's going to come out. Come on, say amen, somebody. But I'm driving, and I'm getting about an hour away, and I'm going, Lord, what would you like to do tonight? I didn't hear nothing. Come on, say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. I get to the front door of this church. This church is out in the middle of a cornfield. I am not kidding you. In the middle of a cornfield in southern Illinois. But that night, about 300 people turned out. That's a pretty good turnout in the middle of a cornfield in southern Illinois. About 300 people. I'm unloading my stuff, unloading the equipment, unloading my trumpet. And I'm thinking, well, praise God, I can play the trumpet if I don't have nothing else. Amen. And I'm going, God, what would you like to do tonight? I don't hear nothing. 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 This big zero. Hallelujah. Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. I just keep on going. Praise the Lord. I go inside and the service starts. And I'm going, Lord, what would you like to do tonight? I don't hear nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. That night, the pastor said, after we're going to take him an offering, we'll send some kids to some mission trip somewhere. And he said, after I get done with the offering, he said, I'm going to call you up, praise the Lord, and let you minister the word of God. I'm sitting there thinking, I ain't got nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God, we go through the service, we're praising the Lord, he has the praise and worship, he begins to take his offering, and then I hear him saying, I hear this, it's like I'm somewhere else, but I hear him off in the distance saying, and now we're so glad tonight that Evangelist Tim Sutton has come 600 miles from North Carolina tonight to minister to us the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm thinking, I ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. I know this never happened to our pastor right here, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's a warm, fuzzy feeling. You get up there looking at you, you're looking at them, you're looking at you, looking at them, looking at them, 300 of them, praise the Lord. You don't think you got nothing. Hallelujah. So he finishes taking up the offering, praise God, and then he reaches out and hands me, has a mic about like this one, with little cordless handheld deals. He says, come on, Brother Tim, and minister the word of God. And I'm thinking, I ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. And about time, thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, one old preacher said, I don't know what it is, but I know when it ain't. Amen. Hallelujah. And the mic, it touched my fingers. And whenever that mic touched my fingers, the power of God fell on me. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, the best messages you probably be the ones you couldn't mess up because God didn't tell you till it's time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing fell on me. And I heard this like it was coming from another man. It began to come out of my mouth. Warning! Warning! Don't you forget. Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what you got. I need to tell you, this church of 300 that night had an awesome praise and worship team. I mean, they were rocking, they were rolling. The music was awesome. Everything was awesome. Hallelujah. In the natural, everything looked awesome. But when I stood up that night, the Holy Ghost began to warn them. He said, warning, warning, don't forget what you've got. He said, we must not grow accustomed to what we have. The power, the anointing, the presence of God. We must not take the power, the anointing, and the presence of God for granted. Hallelujah. See, some charismatics have grown religious. Some spirit-filled people have grown religious. Some word of faith churches have grown religious. Look at your neighbor and say, not us. Some of them have grown religious. And they begin to handle improperly the presence of God. Amen, somebody. And the Spirit of God said, don't forget what you've got. Because if you forget what you've got, you remember in the Bible where the Bible says that God wrote Ichabod. That pastor, awesome man of God, I will respect him forever, stood up that night and he said, God
told me a month ago to tell you this. And he said, I've not done it. And I repent. Hallelujah. Not tooting my horn. See, that's the reason God couldn't tell me. Hallelujah. He didn't want me in the way. He wanted to deliver a message to that church. Don't forget what you've got. But God confirmed that word by sending somebody hundreds of miles away who had no idea. Now, the next morning, at the Super 8 Hotel in Southern Illinois. See, this was a little town. They didn't have Holiday Inn and Hampton Inn all the fancy. Super 8 was the best. Hallelujah. That was a fine hotel. I'm just saying, they didn't have nothing fancy. I mean, this was out in the country. Come on. People think of Illinois, they just think of Chicago. I went to Illinois and I found out there's cows in Illinois. Amen? There's cornfields. Amen? At the Super 8 Hotel, the next morning in my hotel room, the Spirit of God began to minister to me. And he said, warning, don't forget what you've got. Watch this. He said, don't forget what it's for. He said, it's Holy Ghost bait. And it'll open the door. What do you have? The Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all, not some, not part, not hope so, not maybe so, all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed, he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. I just told you that God still has a house. I just told you that you are filled with the fullness of God. I just told you that the glory of the Lord filled the temple in the Old Testament. And now your body is the very temple of the Holy Ghost. So that same Jesus by his Spirit, he said, boys, I'm about to go away. He said, but it's better for you that I go. He said, because if I don't go, he said, I can't send the Holy Ghost. And he said, when I go away, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost to you. And he's going to teach you and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've taught you. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, he just came on them. But glory to God, we got him in us. Hallelujah. What do you got? You got the power. You got the anointing. You got the ability of the Spirit of the living God. Mark chapter 16. Hold up your hands. Come on, hold them up. Hold them up high. Hold them up high. Say, these are my hands. Say, in my hands. Say, in my hands. There's anointing. Say, there's power. Say, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of me. And when I touch people, when I lay my hands on them, I release that power. I release that anointing. I release that ability. Say, I can pray for the sick, and they are healed. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Pastor, pray for my mama. You know what the Holy Ghost says? Pray for mama yourself. Now he loves you. Come pray for your mama. Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what you got. Then he said, don't forget. Look at your neighbor and say, don't forget what it's for. See, I wish I had known when I was a Salvation Army officer in Beaufort, South Carolina, when an alcoholic came to me and I put him up for the night and I gave him a hamburger and put a Band-Aid on him. I wish I had known what I have. Amen. What I had. Amen. I didn't know what I had. Amen. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I got filled with the Holy Ghost early in those days, but I didn't have any word. I was green. I didn't have a lot of word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I wish I had known, hallelujah, what I have. I have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what it's for. It's for the harvest. Say amen, somebody. 20 years ago, I went to Mexico. You say, well, you know, I just got saved. I haven't been in the Lord very long. Hallelujah. 20 years ago, I went to Mexico. And when I went on that particular trip, I don't know what I'd done, but I did something to my rotator cuff. I couldn't do this. I couldn't reach behind me. I couldn't swing.
golf club, praise God. I ain't swung one in years, but way back then when I was playing, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do nothing because it hurts bad. I couldn't hardly stand it. Anybody have anything with your rotator cuff, you know what I'm talking about. I couldn't lay in the bed at night. I couldn't turn any way I turned. It hurt. No matter what I did, it hurt. And I'm in Mexico, and this meeting in Mexico went down with another evangelist, and we're ministering the word of God. And that night, before we got ready for the big meeting downtown, we had a prayer meeting out on the little ranch we were staying in, and we were in a circle there, and there were several people there that had just got saved that night. Now, I think he was from Concord. You probably knew Evangelist Wayne Moore, some of you. Praise God. Boy, he was a trip. Praise the Lord. I love that brother. We would travel and go overseas and different things. Brother Wayne that night was leading that prayer meeting. He said, tonight, if there's anybody here in this room that needs healing, he said, we're going to pray tonight. And he said, I want you to turn. And I was in pain. And he said, I want you to turn to the person next to you, and we're going to lay hands on one another, amen. And the young man standing beside me, I remember his name was Brother Oscar. I couldn't tell you his last name right now at all, but his name was Brother Oscar. He just got saved that night, Pastor. That night. He got saved that night. Within the hour, he got saved that night. And I turned, and Brother Oscar was the one who laid hands on Evangelist Tim. And when he touched me, I felt the warmth and the power of God flow from the top of my head down to the soles of my feet. And the pain left my arm. It never returned. I had no surgery. I didn't, you know, they tell you rotator cuff, what they say, but then you know the word says. Don't go by what they say. Hallelujah. Don't go by what they say. You know, they get on TV and advertise all those drugs, and then they come on and tell you all the side effects, it'll kill you. Don't go by what they say. I never had surgery, but I want you to understand something. This brother just got saved that hour. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. God still got a house. It's you. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm his house. That's what you got. And what's it for? Harvest. 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 Glory to God. John chapter 4, verse 35. I'm kind of spitting, preaching like a windmill spitting cotton tonight, not just topping the turn to the verses, but you can put it up there for me real quick. John chapter 4, verse 35 is for the harvest. This power is for the harvest. Somebody say it's for the harvest. God said that morning in southern Illinois, he said, don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. Somebody say for the harvest. Hallelujah. It's for the harvest. John chapter 4 and verse 35. The words of Jesus. He's a pretty good authority. Praise the Lord. John chapter 4 and verse 35. You know the verse. Look at your neighbor and say it's for the harvest. The Bible says in 35, say not ye there yet 4 months and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look for the fields on the fields, for they are white already. Now, honey, that was 2,000 years ago. I believe they're ready now. Amen. They're white already unto the harvest. Say, don't forget what you got. Say, don't forget what it's for. What's it for? It's for the harvest. Amen. It's the harvest. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says this. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come on you. Now, that ain't where it stops. You know, a lot of spirit-filled, born-again, tongue-talking, word people, that they quote that verse. Oh, you know the Bible said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What do you mean it says that? But ain't all it says. It says, and shall be. What? I said, and shall be. See, the power of the Holy Ghost is for the harvest. It's for the souls. Come on, say amen, somebody. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. It's for harvest. What else did he say that morning? He said, it's Holy Ghost bait. Look at Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Thank you, Lord. And we'll read 11 through 18. Acts chapter 19. What do you got? You got power. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul.
so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. That ain't good enough, Myrtle. Amen. There were seven sons of Sceva, and a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Amen. And the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Greeks and Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was magnified. And many came, watch this, and many came, and many that came, and many that believed came. Come on, say amen. And many that believed came, say amen. And many that believed came and confessed their deeds and showed their deeds and confessed. They burned all their witchcraft books. They did all that. But I want you to say this. Many believe. Say many believe. Say many believe. Hallelujah. Say don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. Say it's Holy Ghost bait. Now look at Acts chapter 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which he spake, hearing and seeing. Hearing and seeing the miracles that he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed and with them, and many were with palsies were lame and were healed, and there was great joy in the city. What happened? They heard and they saw. Did you catch that? Miracles. Say miracles. Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. It's Holy Ghost bait. It's Holy Ghost bait. Did you get that? Miracles are Holy Ghost bait. Now, we've been sitting around waiting on God to do something. He's waiting on us to do something. I said, he's waiting on us to do something. Hallelujah. He's waiting on us to move. He's waiting on us to pray. He's waiting on us to speak. He's waiting on us to declare. He's already done it. Hallelujah. For by grace, what's already been given, are you saved, sozo, healing, deliverance, prosperity, safety, soundness of mind, not just salvation for heaven. For by grace, are you sozoed. Hallelujah. For by grace, are you saved through faith. It's the gift of God. Through faith, through faith, through faith, through faith. Not your faith, but through faith. Faith activates, hallelujah, or takes what God has already given you. Hallelujah. We've been sitting around waiting on God, said, Lord, give us more faith. We got plenty of faith. We just need to open our mouth and take. I take it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. It's Holy Ghost bait. T.L. Osborne went to India. He had a black book. Randy and Jackie have been through my evangelism school. I bet you they can tell you this story. I don't know if you remember. T.L. Osborne had a black book. The Muslims had a black book. He said, this is the Holy Word of God. They said, oh, no, 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 brother. This the Quran, Holy Word of God. Him and my old here, hallelujah. I remember using this fancy newfangled technology with a Bible in it. He says, praise God. He held it up. He said, no, this Word of God. Word of God. They said, no, you don't understand, brother. This Quran, Holy Word of God. He said, no, but you see, it says right here, Holy Bible. They said, well, no, this is a Holy Quran. He said, they had a book. I had a book. He said, I left defeated. Went home defeated. He said, but I got home, I was in prayer, and Jesus walked into the room. Hallelujah. He said, I went back to India. Hallelujah. You ought to read the book, in his book, Soul Winning, How Would the People Are. He said, I went back to India. He said, and blind eyes began to open. He said, ears began to pop. And they begin to cry out, it's the Word of God. It's the Holy Word of God. Miracles are bait. I was in the Dominican Republic a few years ago. And in the church I called us, the service was in a church with no walls. Now, there was a roof, but the church was built on little poles. And so you preached, the whole neighborhood could hear what you was preaching. Maybe we need to have some churches like that, amen? Hallelujah! And I'm preaching in this church in the Dominican Republic. And I'm minding my business. That's when the Holy Ghost talks. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said, there is a person, a lady here with a tumor. And he said specifically, he said, you're not in the service, but you're hearing this word. Because see, there's no walls. And so they had the sound system wide open. The whole neighborhood could hear what we were doing. And the Holy Ghost said, there's a lady, you've got a tumor. You're not in the service, but you can hear this, what is being spoken. And I'm minding my own business. I just keep on preaching. After a while, this little old lady comes walking down the middle of the road. She walks in the back door. She comes to the front. And in Spanish, that's what they speak there, she said, I am that lady. She had a tumor in her belly the size of a grapefruit. And the believers, not just Brother Tim, gathered around her. Somebody say, the believers. Because I had the believers. Somebody say, the believers. Look at your neighbor and say, you a believer? How many believers we got in the house? You qualify. Hallelujah. Pastor, pastor, pray for mama. Pray for mama yourself. Amen. Devil's hoodwinked the church. The devil's lied to the church. Amen. You got the same power, the same spirit, the same anointing. You are the house. Is anybody getting stirred tonight? My job's to stir the church for the harvest. Get them out of the four walls to the street, to the Walmart, to the place you get your haircut, to the gas station, wherever you go. I want you to know that you can lay hands on them and Holy Ghost bait when they are healed. Hallelujah. They will say, tell me, what do I need to do to get saved? That lady, they're praying. They're gathered around her. Boom, she goes out on the floor. I like it when they go out on the floor and they don't have any idea that they're supposed to be there. In a little while, she's laying down on the floor and she begins to cry. It's gone! In Spanish. I don't know what she said. How you say it in Spanish? Amen. It's gone! It's gone! Tumor completely gone. What do you reckon happened that night in that church? You reckon anybody won't get saved? Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. It's Holy Ghost bait. And the Lord said that morning at the Super 8 Hotel in Southern Illinois, it'll open the door. It'll open the door. The door for souls. Remember Philip in Acts 8? They saw and they heard the miracles that he did. And great joy filled the place. Look at what happened in Acts chapter 16 real quick. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Hallelujah. Somebody say it'll open the door. Acts chapter 16. You know the story very well. I'm sure you know the story. It says that Paul and Silas were in prison. The Bible says that they sang praises to God and the prisoners heard them, so they weren't quiet about it. Brother Hagin used to say, so they weren't quiet about it. Amen. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken. This is verse 26, Acts 16. And immediately all, not some, not part, not hope so, not maybe so, all the doors were open and all, everyone's bands were loose. Not just Paul and Silas, everybody's was loose. Amen. Whenever you praising, it'll get off on everybody. Amen. And the keeper of the prison, in awaking out of his sleep, he was supposed to be sleeping anyway. Come on, say amen. He figured he's a dead man because if they caught him sleeping and the prisoners escaped, they'd just go ahead and kill themselves. That was what they did. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. Somebody said one time the greatest miracle wasn't the doors flying open. The greatest miracle was nobody left. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we're all here. He came for a light, sprang in, came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? No sermon was preached. They didn't give no invitation. What was it that got this jailer's attention? Honey, he saw power. He saw dunamis. He saw the gates fly open. Glory to God. He knew they were in the stocks, in the inner prison. Amen. He saw power. He saw anointing. He seen something. The Bible said that in the book of Acts that there was great joy in that city, both because they heard and seen the miracles that Philip the evangelist did. And he said, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved and your house. Amen. Don't forget what you got. Don't forget what it's for. It's Holy Ghost bait. It'll open the door. Somebody say it'll open the door. Amen. Hallelujah. So what's left? It's time for you to release it. Time for you to say, sick 'em dog, like a bone to the dog. Let it go. Release it. Pastor, pray for mama. Pray for mama yourself. Tomorrow, you'll meet somebody that needs the power of God. We have allowed the devil to steal what belongs to us. It's what's on the inside of us. When the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, God still has a house. And it's you. Remember what they prayed in the book of Acts chapter 4? One more verse here. Remember what they prayed? This is our prayer tonight. Acts chapter 4. After they released them, Peter and the boys, they left. They got out of jail there. They went to their own company, reported all the chief priests and the elders had said to them. Verse 24, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. And they go on, they preach a little message. But look at the next few verses down to verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto your servants that with all boldness that we may speak your word. Now watch this. By stretching forth your hand to heal. That signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Now wait a minute. Whose hands was God going to come down and stretch out his hand? Huh? Jesus said, boys, I'm going away. He said, it's better for me to go because if I don't go, the Holy Ghost won't come. He said, but he's going to come. He's going to show you all things. Amen. Hallelujah. They prayed, Lord, stretch forth your hand. What, did God stretch forth their hand? No, they had to stretch forth their hand. This is not just the apostle, pastor, preachers, apostle, pastors, teachers, evangelists. It's not just the fivefold ministry gifts. God has a house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That individual you've been believing for, go on. Let it flow out of you. I have no idea what that is. You know exactly what I'm talking for. Let it flow out of you. No more intimidation. No more fear with that family. Don't back down for nothing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is that witness with your heart? You can do it because you got Jesus on the inside of you. Now, the Spirit of God told me tonight, we're going to pray and release and believe God for the anointing of the evangelist on this house. We're going to do that. And he told me tonight that people here that need miracles are going to get them. And then he wants us to pray. I don't know exactly how we're going to do it. We might lay hands on each other. I don't know, but he's going to do it. See, you don't have to have me do it. You can do it. I want you to stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the song back there anywhere? Hallelujah. His love never fails, never gives up, never. No, excuse me. I give myself away. That's the one I'm thinking of. Do you have that one? If you can. Father, tonight, come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Tonight we thank you for that anointing. It's going to be released in this house. Father, everybody here is not an evangelist, but they can do the work of an evangelist. Father God, everybody here tonight has the same power that raised Jesus from the dead in them. Everybody here tonight can pray for mama themselves. Father, you know what I'm saying, Lord. I'm not saying the pastor's not concerned. I'm just saying I'm making a point that we need not forget who we got and who we are. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn it up just a little bit, Miss Chelsea. Listen to the words of this song tonight.
I give myself away.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let him know. I give myself away.
Father, that's our prayer tonight.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Holy, holy Lord.
What would happen?
This
generation embraced this.
So you,
come on, tell me.
Here I am.
Use me.
Here I stand.
Lord,
my life is in your hands. I'm your house, Jesus. I'm your temple, Jesus. Hallelujah. Choose tonight, Lord, to give myself away. Hallelujah. Come on now. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me.
Take my life.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. Living sacrifice. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sing it. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Myself away.
I belong to you. I give myself away.
Give myself away.
So you can use me. Lord, I give myself away.
Myself away.
My life doesn't belong.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I give myself away.
Give myself away. So you. I give myself to you. It's not my own.
To you I belong.
Lord, I give myself.
I give myself away.
My life is not my own. To you
I belong.
Lord, I give myself, away.
My life is not my own.
I belong. Lord, I give myself, away. Lord, my life is not my own. I belong, Lord, I give myself,
so
give myself
can
away.
You, I give myself
away,
not my own,
oh.
To you I
myself.
Can you use me? I give myself away.
Life is not my own. To you I belong.
Give myself away.
Give myself.
So
give myself.
Can you use me?
Amen. Now, Chelsea, just turn that down and let that play again, and this is what I want to do. If you're here in this room tonight, I'm going to pray for that anointing of the evangelist to fall on everybody in this room. But if you're in this room tonight, just let that play a little bit louder. If you're in this room tonight and you're believing God for a healing, step right out in the aisle where you are. If you're believing for healing, step right out in the aisle where you are. Let me just say, you don't have to come forward. Just step out in the aisle right there by your chair. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to believe for it anymore because you already got it. See, for by grace, it was free. Jesus already paid for it. You were healed 2,000 years ago on that cross. He took the stripes on his back. You're already healed. Tonight, you just receive what Jesus is already done. Now, here's what I want to do. I want y'all to turn like that. I want you to come down here and stand in a line. Is everybody stepping out for healing? Because I want some prayers. If you don't need a healing tonight, I want some prayers. Anybody like that? All right, here's what we're going to do then. We'll do it this way. Step right on to here. Come right across here. Oh, okay. All right, but I need you. All right. Reach right.
Come on, one time together.
Close together. Now, I want you to lay hands on each other. Come on. Lay hands on each other. Come on. I'm practicing what I just preached. Now, I want you to pray for that other person. Father, right now, we declare it. We declare it. We declare it. We declare it that the healing which Jesus has already paid for, that every person in this room that needs it is receiving it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they're receiving it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it, we decree it, we decide it. According to your word, we have it. In the name of Jesus, we declare it tonight, Father God. That which you've already paid for, it's already been done. Father, we declare it and decree it tonight. In the name of Jesus, just go on and take it. Just say, I take it. Just say, I take it. Say, I take it. Say, I take it. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. In the name of Jesus, I'm taking it tonight. Hallelujah. And say this, Lord, I'm giving myself away. As I lay hands on my brother or sister, I thank you that the Bible says that if a believer lays hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord, for some, it's happening instantly right now. But whether they see it right now or not, the Bible said they shall recover. We declare it. We decree it. We decide it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now thank him for it. 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 Now I want y'all just to back up so I can get between you. Just back up. I want everybody else to step out in the aisle. Hallelujah. Just so I can get between you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I, you know, this don't take a long time. I'm just believing that when I touch you, that the anointing of the evangelist gets off on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just before I do that, I heard the Holy Ghost say this. I was in Beaufort, South Carolina, years and years and years ago, and the devil tried to attack me with a kidney stone. I've been preaching the power and the anointing and the word of God. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I was preaching in the Salvation Army. I was preaching healing. I was preaching the whole counsel of God. I'd been airlifted out. They knew what I was doing. Amen. That night, I got attacked, and I'm in the hospital in the emergency room. And I felt like I was going to die. It hurts bad. I didn't know what it was. And I said, it's a kidney stone. I said, dear God. They said, it feels like when a woman has a baby. I said, dear Lord, bless my wife. We had three children. And I'm saying this for your benefit tonight, for you to receive your healing. I'm laying on the hospital in the emergency room. And here's what I was doing. Oh, God! Oh, God, it hurts. Oh, Lord. Oh! I didn't take the pain too well. Oh, God! Oh, Lord! Oh, God! Oh! I asked my wife. I'm telling you, that's what I was doing. And I heard the Holy Ghost say, oh, you thought he just said no so nice and sweet. Oh, it's okay. You know what he said? He said, won't you just shut up? Yeah! I said, excuse me. Excuse me. He said, what you been preaching? No preacher ever wants to hear the Holy Ghost say, what you been preaching? I said, Lord, I've been preaching that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Watch this. I didn't know anything. I was learning. I was green in the power of God. But I stumbled on this because I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me. He said, well, be quiet. Watch. And just begin to thank me for it. See, because you're already healed. It's already been done. He's already paid for it. Hallelujah. Your sins, past, present, future, were paid for by Jesus. Your healing was paid for by Jesus. Your deliverance was paid for by Jesus. You already got it. Amen. So what you do is you just begin to thank him for it and praise him for it. Hallelujah. And take it. So I just begin to say out of my mouth, Pastor, that I was hurting bad. And I just begin to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then the anointing hit me and I began to worship him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Father God. Oh, I thank you for my healing. It still hurt. In fact, it seemed like it got worse. But I kept on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know them people at the hospital must have thought there's an absolute crazy man here. First I'm screaming, ow! Now I'm going, thank you, Lord. I'm having church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, I'm healed. Didn't feel healed. Didn't look healed. Didn't seem healed. But I said, Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, just like the pain came on me, the pain went, boop. I don't remember how long it was. It wasn't a short period of time. It was a pretty good while. But I kept on. Hallelujah. People say, I don't know about that healing stuff. You come too late for me, Myrtle. See, I'm here tonight to tell you, just thank him for it. No matter what you see, what you feel, just thank him for it. Keep on thanking 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 him for it. Because see, by faith, you're accessing what grace has already paid for. You're accessing it by thanking him for it. The words of your mouth. Hallelujah. Confession in your mouth. The Bible said the word of faith is now you in your very own mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be sozoed. Healed, delivered, prospered, have safety, soundness of mind. Anything you need from God, you get it by speaking it. You're speaking. Hallelujah. It's not that you're getting more faith. It's you're releasing and taking what God has already done. So just thank him for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, tonight, I stir up the gift of God. I stir up the gift of God. I stir up the gift of God. I release that anointing of the evangelist. I stir up the gift of God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. There are some evangelists in this room, but Lord God, whether they are not are evangelists or not, they'll all be able to do the work of an evangelist. I declare from this night forward, Lord God, the fear is gone. The intimidation is gone, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what they've said in the past, oh, I can't do this. I declare, Lord God, a new spirit, a new anointing, Father God. I stir up the gift, hallelujah, and the anointing of the evangelist, Father God, with everybody they meet, everywhere they go, everybody they touch. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I stir it up tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands up and say, I take it in Jesus' name. Now give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There ain't nowhere to quit, so we just have to close. But I'm believing that that anointing of the evangelist will be on you from this day forward in Jesus' name. Just stay right where you are till the pastor dismisses.
can be seated if you can. Now, did you want the evangelist anointing or did you want the Tim Sutton evangelist anointing? You take what God gives you, right? Because see, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And that gift, that impartation, is from God. Amen? So, you know what the devil's going to try to immediately do? He's going to try to steal that word from you. What did Tim say? Tell him to shut up. Tell him to shut up. Evangelist, you're going to see miracles. You're going to see devils manifested. What did Jesus tell him to do? Shut up and come out. Shut up and come out. Five words is what the devil needs to hear from Jesus. Amen. Shut up and come out. Amen. You've been blessed tonight? That's a powerful word. Good word. Amen. I just want to share, and this is going to be quickly, because my battery's about gone. Wait a minute, I might need to share that little Bible verse that pops up every so often. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. Amen. Harvest. He hadn't come yet, evangelist, that harvest. But I wrote this down in my note, and I thought it was going to be for the offering. But I just want to encourage you, as Tim has stirred up the gift, make up your mind. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Make a decision for Christ today, because tomorrow never comes. Today is the day of salvation. Somebody needs to hear that. Make a decision to trust God in your finances every day. Give today and send it into your tomorrow. For God so loved the world that He gave. Amen. And your best days are ahead of you. Amen. I want to thank you for coming out. And can I say the word free real? I need to say the word free softly or a little bit louder. There's free CDs tonight of the service. Amen. Hey, that's what Tim talked about.